And now, your go-to source for year-round fantasy hockey advice, DFS and betting coverage. This is NHL Fantasy on Ice, presented by Skip, the official food delivery app of the NHL.
Who's ready for the return of Kirill the Thrill? Brought to you by our good friends over at Skip. It's time for another episode of NHL Fantasy on Ice, Week 16 Mailbag Edition. It's Nick Elverga joined alongside Jake Hahn. What's going on, Jake?
I'm definitely ready for the return of Kirill the Thrill. I'm also ready for the return of producer Bobby Bender, who's getting me fired up pre-show. Nick, putting me in a good mood. We got PDJ on board. We got Tim Kalinowski coming up for the betting segment. This episode and all episodes are brought to you by Skip. Skip to the good part and get groceries, meals, and essentials delivered right to your door on Skip.
Jake, this is perfect. So Kirill the Thrill comes back, Kirill Kaprizov against Utah, and we're unveiling some buy low, sell high options that you can check out right now at nhl.com/fantasy. And number one on the buy low trade targets right now, Kirill Kaprizov. If you can find a fantasy owner right now who's going to give you value on that trade, I'll pay you, Jake. Okay.
Yeah, I'll give cash. I'll give someone cash for Kirill Kaprizov. I'm not even given a player. I will send you cash money for this guy because that's how good he is. And I think sometimes it's out of sight, out of mind, Nick. Right? He hasn't played for a little while, so you get a frustrated owner that just wants a healthy body. So this might be too late to scoop in because now he's back. Okay, I'm gonna throw him into my lineup. Maybe a week ago or so, you could have scooped him. So I'm looking forward to it. I think he picks up right where he left off. Do you think there's gonna be any rust with Kirill Kaprizov? I just think this guy's a stud. They've taken their time with him, and I think he's going to hit the ground running in what's a pretty good matchup on Thursday night.
Well, tell you what, for the prospects of my Hart Trophy ticket, he better not be rusty. There is an uphill battle to go right now for Kirill Kaprizov. And again, Tim Kalinowski, as you referenced from Snapback Sports, coming up later on, I'm going to ask him about that. What does Kaprizov need to do to get back in the conversation for the Hart Trophy? It's an uphill battle. Also on the list this week for the buy low targets, a couple of Vancouver Canucks. One who's not going to be a Canuck very soon, you would think. JT Miller and Elias Pettersson. Would you be buying on both fronts right now, Jake?
This is a great question, and obviously there's two different players here, so that there technically would be two different answers. I think for me, Nick, and you might disagree, but I think for me, the better buy low is JT Miller because I feel like he's more likely to get dealt and end up in a spot, maybe end up in an offense that pushes the pace a little bit more. Vancouver just plays this boring style. They did it last year. It was effective last year. They're still doing it this year. Now it's just less effective and they're not winning games. So they just don't score a lot. I think even if Miller leaves, like, is Pettersson all of a sudden going to be this stud and pick up a bunch of points? I don't know about that. I think the best case scenario here is you grab Miller, he gets traded to name your team, gets a great line assignment, and you start to see that point production.
Jake, there's a reason why they call me Bergstradamus, because I can see the future. And that's exactly my mindset. If you could find value right now on JT Miller, you just know, with exception of maybe going to Buffalo, Miller's going to go somewhere else. He's going to light it up. I think there's a lot of value in this player right now, who many perceive to be, what, a top 25 fantasy target going into the season. So I think there's some great value there if you're looking for a buy-low option. On Pettersson, I just don't know. Like, he's been a bit better as of late, but to think he's going to get back to that value of where he was drafted ADP this year, I struggle to get to that level.
Well, I've never called you Bergstradamus, but maybe I should for your Jackets call the other night. They came through as big dogs against the Maple Leafs. So you have to cook us up another one. Okay, Bergstradamus, I'll hit you with this one. We got two Dallas Stars on the buy low list. Miro Heiskanen, he's honestly one of my favorite defensemen in the league, but from a fantasy perspective, he has struggled. This is even going back to last year. And Logan Stankoven, who is one of the best stories early in the season, great rookie. We're talking Calder, and he's completely played himself out of that conversation and almost out of a fantasy conversation. So Haskin and Stankoven, anything with either of those two files.
The great folks, including Pete over at NHL.com, put together a list of 10 names that are potential buy-low targets. So I actually filtered them into definitely, maybe, and no. And it's funny you ask me that question because I got Logan Stankoven as a maybe. Like, I think if you're getting okay value in a trade, he's more likely to be scooped up on the waiver wire than he is to be acquired in a trade. That's the way I see it in non-keeper league formats, of course. On Heiskanen, you guys know by now, I've been out on this file since day one. I think he's an excellent defenseman, just doesn't translate to the fantasy hockey world. I mean, we're dating back to the Klingberg times with Heiskanen, right? So I'm out on both fronts. Neither guy probably, but if I had to choose from those two guys, it's Stankov and I would buy over Heiskanen.
I bet Heiskanen to win the Norris last year, and that was a bet that just had no shot from the start, right? And you quickly realize he's not going to be able to put up the numbers to compete with the Makars and the Quinn Hughes and some of these big boys. So excellent defenseman. Like you said, Nick, you'd take him on your actual hockey team any day of the week. And I think just in general for Dallas, particularly their forwards when we're talking Stankov in here, I feel like we've done this with each and every Stars player at some point this year. They just spread things out. There's going to be stretches where these guys just aren't getting it done. Happened to Robertson, Wyatt Johnston. You know, it's happened to basically everybody outside of Matt Duchene, maybe Tyler Seguin when he was healthy as well. So some frustrating times, I think, for a team that really likes to spread things out on offense.
Guys, just wanted to chime in about Stankov. I'll take the fall here, take the blame. I had him to win the Calder in the preseason over Celebrini.
For once.
Over Hudson. I regret that pick. I usually pick the Calder correctly, but certainly not this year. Edge stat alert, though. Some bounce-back appeal. Ding. If Stankov gets better usage because of an injury or something, he's going to erupt. And I'm just shocked to see this number. 91st percentile in mid-range shots on goal. With 41, he has no mid-range goals this season. That's wow. Very difficult to do. That should change over time.
Can't live without mid-range goals, Petey.
No, you
and
can't.
You know what? Petey accountability has a nice little look to him. It's rare where we see Petey accountability. Thanks for showing up today, Peter. Appreciate it.
Love that. Accountability is big in my life, too. So, Pete, thank you for stepping up to the plate there. But, yeah, there's a couple of different guys I'd probably stay away from. Like, even some of the Ranger guys on the list, you know, Kreider, Zibanejad, like I'm lukewarm. I think they're better, Jake, 6-0-3 in the last 9 games, but I think these are files just that can't be salvaged at this point.
I'll actually say that maybe now is the time to buy. Maybe not on every Ranger, but take your pick. Like maybe Zibanejad, I could get there on. Kreider, it just hasn't really happened for. But there's some, like I'm seeing some life. I think it's, what, a 9-game point streak for the Rangers as we speak right now. And the only losses they've had, they've kind of fumbled and lost in overtime. So they've actually left a couple points on the table. I think they're starting to play more like the Rangers that we saw early this season and last season. So I'd be okay buying like maybe one of those guys. So I'd look at maybe a Zibanejad.
Delivered by Skip. This is more of a statement, less of a question. Dropping Will Cooley. I'm in agreeance on that level.
Goals in his last 2 games. Nick, I actually scooped him up on Sunday in a very, very deep league. Like this is a 16-team league, so you'll basically take anybody on the waiver wire at that point. And I picked him up. He scored a goal on Sunday, so let him hang out on the roster for a little bit longer. Scores another goal, so maybe a little bit of life from that file. I don't think we're going to expect the production that he had there for that stretch earlier in the season. So depends on league size, but 10-team league, 12-team league, I'm cutting ties with Will Cooley. Deeper league, I think I'd still find a spot for him.
Nonetheless, a very nice story. I mentioned those 10 names. I'll go quickly over definitely, maybe, and a no for me. Definitely Kaprizov, Miller, EP40, Nelson. Maybe I got Swayman, Kreider, Stankov, and Zibanejad. And guys, I'm just not buying right now. Ryan O'Reilly, Michkov, and Miro Heiskanen. And let's get to some sell-high fantasy targets now. Zach Werenski, number one on that list. Like I tell you, he's my heart guy. He's my Norris guy. This is not a sell-high option for me, Jake.
This is why I'm bad at the stock market, Nick, because I'm really bad at selling high. Like when a guy's going, how do I trade him? How do I trade Zach Werenski if I'm not getting like Cale Makar back? And didn't we have a Werenski-Makar trade on one of the episodes a couple weeks back that a couple listeners made? So look, that's like the only thing I would take back at this point is a defenseman of that caliber. Because we're talking about a guy that could win the Norris Trophy that's certainly very much in that conversation. So if you're selling a Zach Werenski, you better be getting something large back. Just like a lot of these names, I think maybe the Columbus name that's on this list, Nick, for a sell high that you could maybe get me on is Kirill Marchenko, just because we're seeing some other guys maybe get it going. Voronkov, Fantilli now with Monahan out, so maybe Marchenko has the value as a sell high candidate. I don't think I'm letting go of Werenski though.
Marchenko's on my maybe list because the more and more I watch this guy, man, there's just something to that top line with Voronkov. Fantilli was outstanding in front of his home crowd in Toronto on Wednesday. There's just something about that team in general that I really, really like. I think there's a lot of avenues you can go, but certainly on those fronts, I would probably, you know, clear Defleys. I'm looking at Ricard Raquel, Tom Wilson with the Washington Capitals, but this is a good one pertaining to the Capitals delivered by Skip. Should you drop Connor McMichael? Would you do that right now, Jake?
So yeah, I do actually have Connor McMichael in a league, and I was looking at the file. It's not great. It's certainly not what it was at the start of the season when he was one of the better stories. Again, this probably does come down to league size. If you're in a 10 to 12 team league, you could probably consider cutting ties because there's more than likely someone better on the waiver wire right now. But I still like McMichael. I still think he's got a role in that offense. He's going to get his power play time. So let's say give it another week and a half maybe, and see where we're at on Connor McMichael. But I understand the frustration there. And how about a sell high candidate on Jakub Dobysh? Nick, these goaltenders are tricky. I get it. He's a great story. We love saying the name Dobysh. So I hope it continues. And Montreal has played well, but it still feels like they prefer Montembeault. He's got the last three starts outside of a back-to-back here. And if there's an owner out there desperate for goaltending and you scoop Dobysh off the wire and you could get something decent in return, I think that's where you sell high.
I think you get decent value. I will say I expect Dobysh to play against Detroit coming up on Thursday. And I think the better he plays and maybe the subpar activity of like a Montembeault, then maybe a Dobysh, picks up steam when it comes to starting goalies. But I like that look. I mean, he's got to lose at some point, right?
He does. At some point, he's going to have to lose. And at some point, Montreal is going to have a bit of a dip. They've been a good story. I'm enjoying watching them play right now. Mm-hmm. And they've gotten themselves back into this conversation. But I still think they're going to lean Montembeault unless, something happens there injury-wise. And, look, if you picked up Dobysh, you picked him up off the wire. You got him for free, right? You'd never even heard of the guy like a month and a half ago. So you picked him up and then you could turn him into something half decent. Those are the types of trades I like.
Delivered by Skip. A lot of people asking about Joel Eriksson Ek with the Minnesota Wild. If you recall this time last year, Jake, he was like a top 50 fantasy file, but due to injuries and other issues, he just hasn't got back to that value this season. A lot of people asking if they should drop him, Jake.
There is no way I will ever disrespect Joel Eriksson Ek. This guy is one of my favorite players in the league, Nick. I get it. The production's not there, but look who's been missing from this lineup. Kirill Kaprizov. We're getting him back on Thursday night. This guy just makes everybody around him better. So does Eriksson Ek, to be honest, but he's trusted for a little bit more of a two-way role, so sometimes you got to sacrifice the offense. But I think with Kirill Kaprizov there, that opens up more space for everybody. It's going to help the power play as well, so stay patient. Let's watch Kaprizov back in this lineup for like a week and a half, week, something like that, before you drop Joel Eriksson Ek. Don't drop that guy. He's too good.
Yeah, I agree with you on that front. I think at some point in time he's going to cook, and we just talked about it off the top. Kirill Kaprizov is coming back to that lineup, so maybe Minnesota takes flight yet again. The full nine-name list, by the way, in terms of sell-high targets, NHL.com/fantasy, Werenski, Logan Thompson with Washington, Kirill Marchenko, as you referenced, Martin Natchez with Carolina, Raquel with Pittsburgh, Tom Wilson, Darcy Kemper's had a great year with the LA Kings. You talk about fascinating deals. Dubois for Kemper has worked out for both sides. Philip Gustafson is an interesting name as well, and I have him on my no list because I believe in him. But yeah. Jake, we're sitting at a point in time where Gustafson could be the number one for Sweden at the Four Nations in 2 weeks.
It's true. It's true. And some of that could be injury related too, based on what we've been seeing. But he's earned it, regardless of injury to other goaltenders in that mix. I think he's earned at least to be in that conversation for Sweden, right? So he could be playing some really big games, and that could get you primed up for playoff hockey, which is what Minnesota's ready for right now. We got some listener questions presented by Skip here. Nick, I wanted to throw this name at you because he's a name, it's been on my radar now for about a week or so. Marco Kasper in Detroit. If we remember him, I believe the 2022 draft, it's taken a little while for him to get going. He was a top 10 pick in that draft, but he's getting a nice line assignment in Detroit. Are you buying Kasper at all?
If his nickname is not Ghost, and I know there's a Gostisbehere situation in this league as well, but yes. If his nickname's not Ghost, I riot. Yeah, I'll take a flyer. I mean, similar to your feel about Will Cooley, like, is Marco Kasper going to be a guy who is relevant in fantasy hockey in 2 weeks? I think he's a guy who rides on the periphery, and he's more relatable when he has a file and an assignment like this. So as long as he plays in that line, Detroit continues to score, because that's been a big story under Todd McClellan. Yeah, I'm going to ride Kasper. How about you?
I am too. I actually have him in a 16-team league right now because of the line
assignment.
Were you
the guy who asked the question, Jake?
Yeah, it was actually me that wrote in. Yeah, exactly. And I'm like, hey, Nick, should I hang on to this guy? Is this real? This is one of those things where you keep him. If he gets bumped off the line, though, and he ends up back in a third-line role, okay, you drop him. The ride's over. So you ride it while he's playing with Larkin and the big boys. He's getting, 15, 16 minutes a night. I think that's enough for him to be productive. Another question I found interesting here, Nick. Trade away Mark Stone This listener says they can't imagine him playing much past Four Nations. I don't know if I agree with that, but are we going to do the Mark Stone LTIR thing? I don't think so. I think this year is different for Vegas, and I feel like he's going to play the entire season.
No, they're vying for a Pacific Division crown, going back and forth with Edmonton. Like, yeah. I like Mark Stone quite a bit. I'm not going to buy the guy right now, but if you own him, I think you're sitting pretty. There hasn't been any conversation, has there, about injuries?
No. Well, and we always expect Vegas to do something crazy, right? And I get it. They've done it with Stone in the past, but I think there was legitimate injuries in the past, maybe injuries that they milked a little bit, and they're like, okay, like, you know, sit out an extra month, a couple months to get us that LTIR space. But if he's healthy, he wants to play. He doesn't want to just sit there and not play. And like you mentioned, I think you make a good point. They're battling for that top spot, which is important. You force two good teams to play each other in that 2-3 spot. You get home ice advantage. Home ice, very important to Vegas. We know how good they are at the Fortress. So no, I don't think they sit Mark Stone unless he's legitimately injured.
So you talk about legitimate injuries, watching the game Boston and New Jersey on Wednesday night. Jacob Markstrom, the worst thing you want to see as a fantasy owner, or never mind the New Jersey Devils as well, but this is why you have a guy like Jake Allen. So Sheldon Keefe, after the game, after that convincing win over Boston, saying Markstrom's going to miss some time. That's why I just talked about the Four Nations. But in-house, Jake Allen is your ad. Scoop him up right now. Externally, Jake, some names I would look at: Elvis Merzlikins, Spencer Knight's been hot with Florida, Jacob Dobish, of course, with the Montreal Canadiens, and Sam Harrison's been hot with Philadelphia.
That stampede you hear, it's not the new Jumanji movie, Nick. It's everybody racing to the waiver wire to go pick up Jake Allen because of this injury news, because you're getting a goaltender on a really solid team, obviously in New Jersey. Maybe not so solid recently. They've actually been struggling over the last few weeks, but long-term, we do believe in the Devils. And Jake Allen's been solid this year in that backup role, so now he's going to get a chance to take on a bit more of a role. But there are some interesting names. We went over them on the last episode, too, with Petey, when we looked at some waiver wire guys. There were some interesting goaltenders, so I tell people to go look at that list as well. Always a new guy popping up every week, it feels like, in this league, a goaltender we've never heard of.
Yeah, Pete, who else would you look at goaltending wise? Because we've talked about this a lot the last couple weeks, where it's like it's tough to find that start. Like, again, an intriguing name for me is Spencer Knight, because the pedigree is there, and you wonder if there's going to be a bit of load management rest for Sergei Bobrovsky down the stretch here.
It's a safe team in Florida, home or road, any given start. I think you can start to say the same thing for Montreal, too. I was surprised to see them as slight dogs against Detroit on Thursday, how well they've been playing. I know Meany's been hitting on them on the show, on the props market. Both goalies are good in Montreal, with Montembeau, the workhorse, and I think Dobish has taken some pressure off him. And then another guy I mentioned on the previous show, Connor Ingram, like, he just keeps putting forth quality starts. You look back to last year, remember he was tied for the NHL lead in shutouts with six. We try to remember things like that when we're talking about a guy's ceiling on the waiver wire.
Definitely. And another injury to watch over the next couple days is Matthew Nyes, Jake, going down for the Toronto Maple Leafs. It's unfortunate because he had a plum assignment with Matthews and Marner. They were really, really starting to cook. But I think a lot of people are going to be looking for some replacement options very soon here.
So do you have a feeling as to who might get that assignment for instead of Matthew Nyes? Because like you said, I mean, that line was as good as any line in the league, right? And he had become a fantasy stud, basically, playing with those two. So is there any lean maybe in that Leafs lineup to see who gets that exposure?
Well, I would say very quietly, the injury bug is starting to bite the Leafs again, where you got guys like Pacioretty, Dewar, and others out of that lineup. So Bob McMahon's the guy who comes to mind, but I wouldn't be shocked if they go nuclear with this thing and they put Nylander in that line. Like, we've seen looks like that throughout the season. During the game where they lost against Columbus, it was Nick Robertson. He's a guy that prototypically you would like in your top six, but he's very inconsistent. And maybe he gets a run here with the top boys.
If it is Bobby McMahon, a.k.a. Bobby McShot Prop, I would be going over to Bet365 and firing that thing up, because this is a guy that just... he shoots the puck as soon as he gets into the ozone. So if he gets any exposure to Marner, who we know loves to pass the puck, then I'd be all over Bobby McMahon. But certainly keep an eye on those line combinations, because Matthews is back in a big way. He looks like the classic Matthews. Marner right up there in league scoring. He's having an excellent contract year, as we know. So any exposure to those guys, I would be grabbing that player in fantasy.
Speaking of Bet365, it's my understanding we've baked up a little parlay to share a bit later on, right? We're just going to tease it for now as we get to Tim Keller. Kalinowski, right?
It's baking in the oven. It still needs another 10 minutes or so, but it's baking, it's bubbling, it's getting
the
ready.
The dough is rising, yes. And Jake has got his chef cap on, and he's been in the kitchen doing his thing. And I think it's time now to bring Timmy Kalinowski on. Is that not the case, Nick? Do your read. Come on, let's everyone sit back and let Nick do the read, because, man, he has mastered this thing. He does it so well. I say, we're doing it live, Nick. We're doing it live. So fire away, Nick.
No recordings here. It's now time for On the Money, brought to you by Bet365. It's never ordinary at Bet365. Must be 19 or older. Ontario only. Please play responsibly. If you or someone you know has concerns about gambling, visit ConnectsOntario.ca.
Jake, that's a pretty nice live read from Nick Alberga. Nicholas,
with the pressure on.
We're going live.
And a lot of pressure.
The great Tim Kalinowski has joined us, so welcome him in.
From Snapback Sports, Timmy. How are we feeling today, buddy?
I'm doing well, fellas. I'm doing well. It's, the NHL season, it's that time of year, you know. This is when we start to hear, hey, guys are banged up, this time of year, you know how it works. We're ready for that kind of language here in January.
So quick little story here. I tried to get Tim Kalinowski on with Adnan and Demers. They were recording at like 8 o'clock. I'm like, what has Kalinowski got going on? He's going to be watching the hockey, no problem. He says, Bob, I can't do Wednesday night. I'm coaching hockey, and I can't get out of it. And so I said, well, can you come on Thursday morning, or what are you doing? You're playing street hockey in the morning? This guy, I mean, with the hockey, he loves it so much. He's out there at 9 o'clock at night coaching hockey. I mean, Timmy, please.
I just don't understand. Anyone who's around the game, played the game, you know that hockey occurs at hours that normal humans don't like to operate. This is kind of how it goes.
If you want to be a media personnel, you want to be a creator for the NHL, you got to focus on your craft. You can't be doing two things at once. If you're not focusing on one thing, you're doing a poor job, Timmy.
Bob, I won a state championship last year, okay? And then in the same calendar year, you're asking me to do more work with the NHL. So it seems like I had a hell of a year.
Nick, get to it. I'm sorry to hijack there, but I had to give Timmy a little hell there.
God forbid you have a life, Tim. Our apologies on that front. So I'm excited. My ticket, it's back to life here, if you will. Kirill Kaprizov back in the mix, taking on Utah. What do you think he needs to do to get back in this Hart Trophy conversation? Can he?
I think he needs to play the exact way he was playing before he went down. Look, time will be kind of what you're going against here, Nick. I wish I knew ahead of time. We're going to try to come up with some comps here with the most games a guy has missed and still won this award. I think that would have been where I could have gone to the lab and done a little research for you, which means to just play around with Google. But no, I mean, Kaprizov has been outstanding. And then on top of that, his team has to play the same way that they were playing before he went down as well. I think that's the two-leg parlay there. And I love me some Kaprizov.
Well, Timmy, I support your coaching, by the way. We're only probably a week away from another coach firing in the NHL because we get those. I feel like it's been too long since we've had one. So maybe Timmy K is next in line for a coaching gig behind the NHL bench. While we're on awards, though, there is one that's kind of tightening up. Don't look now, but all of a sudden Logan Thompson is making it a Vezina conversation with Connor Hellebuyck. We thought that was a wrap, guys. The numbers, save percentage, goals against average, very close between the two. Doesn't it feel like he's kind of having the Linus Ullmark season from a couple years ago, Tim, right, where he splits starts, puts up these massive numbers? The only difference, I guess, that year was there was no Connor Hellebuyck type season, but do you think he's got a legit shot to unseat Hellebuyck at the top?
Thompson, the most profitable NHL goalie this season when betting on him. He is the most profitable goalie. So he would be we say our gambling Heisman, our gambling MVP, our gambling Vezina. He would certainly get the tip of the cap for me. I guess the thing with me is it's really a handicap, right, on all this when you're handicapping award. What will the voters do? Are they not sick of Hellebuyck, more Hellebuyck fatigue, like, hey, we know this guy's a great regular season goalie, let's get somebody else involved? It's kind of, you know, like Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson, some guys owed one where someone has a little fatigue of one. So I would love to see Thompson win it, and I'm kind of jealous that I didn't have anything on it.
I love a Rudy story because it's my understanding that Notre Dame lost in the national championship the other day, but it ain't happening, boys. The GMs vote on this award, okay? You're telling me they're going to vote on Logan Thompson over Connor Hellebuyck? You're kidding me. Like, that's the route I'm looking at. But, Tim, I got, like Pete said this earlier on, I'm riding the Montreal Canadiens on Thursday night, plus money. I've been getting crazy value in the Habs. Just keep hitting them. I talked about this last podcast. They're visiting Detroit. Give me the Montreal money line in that game, Timmy.
Yeah, here's the thing, Nick. I was looking up as well, besides most profitable goalies this year, I was looking up most profitable teams. And the Canadiens, one of the top three most profitable teams this NHL season. It's because you continue to get good prices on them. And I say this, if a team is trying to show you who they are, believe them. And it looks like this Montreal team is starting to turn that corner. So when you continue to get value on a team like that, believe them. This is very similar to the Minnesota Wild early in the season. Look, I thought that they're going to be one of the worst teams in the league potentially. They continue to show that they were not that. And I went and jumped on board and I started to make some money off of it because the prices were still there. Right now, in Montreal, the prices are still there. So keep riding that.
Well, speaking of a team that's maybe showing us who they truly are, Tim, the New York Rangers, they may have figured it out. 9-game point streak for the Rangers right now. They've certainly got themselves back into the playoff conversation, and we're getting some decent prices on them, only about minus 150, so a relatively small favorite against Philly on home ice. I'm okay backing them. I mean, the money line might be a little bit too chalky. Maybe we go puck line or Rangers in regulation, but what do you think? Are you buying in that this team is maybe actually back?
I am not. I'm actually on Philly, Jake. I think these teams are actually closer still than what that number shows. Because to me, the Rangers last year, with how efficient they were on their power play and how great the goaltending was, those were things as a gambler. You're like, those are margins that can't. You can't expect to show up every single day. So I think this really is closer to who the Rangers are. But you know, I mean, look, if you want that little discount there, Jake, if you believe it, go right ahead. I've been burned by it too many times.
Speaking of burning, if I see another statement in the NHL, I'm quitting this podcast. But Vancouver, Edmonton, the McDavid suspension revenge game, whatever you want to call it, I'm on the Oilers. To find the value, you're going to have to look at regulation or puck line in this game. But Jake, what route are you going with this one?
Well, my route is adding two more games to McDavid's suspension for that ridiculous statement that the Oilers put out. Like, what are we doing here? Just take the suspension. You cross-checked a guy in the face. I get it. It's McDavid. You're a little bit upset about it. But no, I like the Oilers here. I don't think Vancouver's kind of lifeless at this point. I think that loss the other night, this probably isn't the right price. I don't know if I'm actually going to back Edmonton at this price tonight, guys. But I just think Vancouver's not a team I'm interested in whatsoever right now. They let one slip away against the Sabres team that was playing second half of a road back-to-back, and they kind of took it to Vancouver in that third period. So I'll probably stay away. I'll maybe look to the point prop market and Leon Draisaitl in that one. Tim, anything you're looking at here on Thursday night?
Well, it's tough. Sometimes these games that we think should deliver, oftentimes they don't. And that's kind of a little problem with hockey sometimes. Like, I want this thing to deliver. So what I'm going to bet here is I'm going to bet a goal in the first 10 minutes of the game. I think that if they are riled up a little bit, we could get some breakdowns and open this thing up a little bit. People are too concerned with who's fighting who and who's going to stick who in the face. We get a goal early.
Timmy, I referenced on Monday or Tuesday's podcast, the return of three-way season, three-way tie. We got it with Philly and Detroit. We hammered that. Is it back? Because I'm looking at that again. Ottawa-Boston tonight, baby.
Oh, it's that time of year. It's that time of year, Nick. Yeah, I'm all in. I am all in. You tell me. I'll bet it. One of my favorite things to do is take five of them in a big slate like this and round robin them. And that gets really fun. Just a little sprinkle round robin.
A little round robin from Timmy. I like that. Thank you. I think that might be the first time a round robin was mentioned on this podcast. So very nice out of you, Timmy. Jake?
I love a good round robin. Timmy's getting me fired up. I'm going to bet 365. I'm making a round robin tonight. Maybe with those, but I do have a bet 365 parlay for us tonight, boys. It's going to be boosted over at 365. It's inspired by things going on around the league, right? The return of Kirill Kaprizov, we've talked about it. So we're going Kaprizov, hit the ground running, 2 points for Kaprizov tonight. Leon Draisaitl without McDavid, he's suspended. 2 points for Leon Draisaitl. He's going to put the team on his back. And we're going to go 1 point for Party Marty Natchez. Columbus on a back-to-back, guys. I think they probably give up 5 goals at least in this game. We could have even gotten Natchez for 2 points, but we want to pump the brakes a little bit. So Natchez 1 point, Draisaitl 2, Kaprizov 2, boosted over at Bet365.
Whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365, boys. What a call there. What a bake. I requested some chili flakes in that. I love it. I love some spicier. Timmy, I was going to ask you about Jacob Markstrom. So he goes down. Will that impact the way you bet on the Devils until he gets back in the lineup?
Yeah, 100%. I think that was one of the great comforts in betting the Devils this season, was that you knew that you were going to get the goaltending from him. I think, to me, maybe we see the Devils with more overs, like last year's Devils. So that would be like the first area I look for an adjustment here. But yeah, you can't be ignorant to say otherwise, Nick, for sure.
Tim, I'll spare you the conversation about the Boston Bruins today, okay? Appreciate your time.
I would have loved the conversation, Nick, but we would have Bob would have been going, yeah, keep it rolling. So yeah, appreciate you guys. Enjoy your Thursday.
There you have it, Tim Kalinowski from Snapback Sports. Breaking news coming in from Bet365, where every nail biting overtime win, breakaway, pick six, 3-point shot, underdog win, buzzer beater, shootout, walk off, and absolutely every play in between is amazing. From football to basketball and hockey to baseball, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary. At Bet365, must be 19 or older, Ontario only. Please play responsibly. If you or someone you know has concerns about gambling, visit connectsontario.ca, Jake.
It's never ordinary at Bet365. How about that? Live. Wow. This is all live, guys. Live.
If anybody thinks those are recorded.
This is live. People like Eric Eisenberg and Steve Mayer, they think we stop. Live off the cuff. Please appreciate it, okay? What do we got?
The floor to you. If you take the Buffalo Sabres, I don't know what I'm going to do, but we're looking at some revenge tonight, right?
Yeah, I'm not picking the Sabres anymore this season, but it is funny we'll that they beat that. Vancouver, right? Maybe the only more dysfunctional team out there than Buffalo might be Vancouver, unfortunately. But I do like the Sharks for some revenge. They blew a multi-goal game against the Predators on the road the other day. They play them again at home. If Yaroslav Askarov gets that start, he's going to be out for some blood against his former team. I like Askarov, and I like the Sharks as +200 dogs in that game on home ice. And then Ovi against the Seattle Kraken. This is one of those opponents that I think he's going to pummel en route to catching Gretzky eventually. You can get Ovi for a multi-goal game +700 at Seattle.
By the way, what the heck was that Nashville-San Jose game the other day, Jake? What was that?
Well, what it was I was facing way too many Nashville Predators in fantasy, and I thought I'm just getting rinsed here by Marchessault and Forsberg, and look, they get to play the Sharks again on Thursday night. So I hope Petey's right. I hope the Sharks win. I hope Askarov just shuts them out and we get that full revenge on Thursday night. And Bobby, make sure you clip Pete saying he's not going to bet the Sabres, because we just wait till the end of the season when there's nothing to play for and the Sabres have a little value. It's going to be tempting.
That actually, when he says that, my antenna goes up and says it's now time to back the Sabres. So, I mean, they're tough to back. But you know what? These numbers that are popping out on them, sometimes you have to. Okay, put a ball on it. You know what you have to do some business here, some traffic, Nick. Go ahead. Let's take the listeners behind the scenes. You have a read. Let's do it. We do it all live here, Nick.
Yes, NHL Unscripted. Make sure to go check out the latest episode. But mine last week was the best one they've had so far. Adnan Virk, Jason Demers, featuring Jordan Martinook of the Carolina Hurricanes.
Nookie. Very nice. And Nick, unfortunately, we don't have a budget for that show, but you are going to be a regular. And Jake, you're coming on at some point also, so be ready. Demers and Virk, go check it out. Subscribe. I'm basically begging. I'm on my knees begging to subscribe to this show, please. iHeart, NHL, we got to keep the partnership going. Okay.
That endorsement scares me. Coming up on Monday, Week 17, Waiver Wire Edition. Thank you to producer Bob Bender, for Jay Kahn, Pete Jensen, and Tim Kalinowski. I'm Nick Alberga. You've been listening to NHL Fantasy on Ice, delivered by Skip. Skip to the good part and get groceries, meals, and essentials delivered right to your door on Skip.